One final time, Coach's Insight Programs here on KARE 93.7. Chance to talk about McLouth. Head football coach Seth Mills joining us, brought to you by S&S Concrete, Daniels Excavating, and Justin Mann's Family. Coach, a 5-3 regular season, one of the best seasons in recent memory, although it doesn't equate to a playoff appearance. You know, just kind of take us through what this season has been like and what you saw from your team.
You know, we started out being largely unsure of how we'd show up. You know, guys made a lot of progress this summer. We made a lot of progress in early camp. So, you know, going down and getting a win at Onega week one was huge in terms of, you know, confidence. And we had to come back from some adversity that game. We had quite a few guys out that game. And it was just a great heart game. And so, you know, going from there and winning two more in a row was, again, a huge confidence builder. I think our guys can see where we can be, you know. And it's hard to say that, you know, you take away a few mistakes from the Mission Valley game, which we ended up winning anyway, but you take away a few of those mistakes, and then you take away a few mistakes against Oskaloosa, and, you know, we're sitting 6-2 and in the playoffs, you know. And so just trying to take the reasonable approach. Our guys see where we could be. They see where, you know, you change the outcome of three plays or so, you change the outcome of a season and not just a game. But overall, we're excited.
You know, certainly it's not often that a team would go 5-3 and miss the playoffs, but how's your team kind of handled the scenario this week getting ready for Ellenwood?
You know, they've approached it well. You know, Ellenwood's a good team. They're 3-5. They narrowly missed the playoffs as well. You know, they got some big boys. They play hard. There's a lot of good things about this kind of game where you have an opportunity to get better. You know, you're going to have to play hard and play well to win. And that's all we can ask for, is another opportunity to get better and carry that into next year.
Well, and they certainly have a different kind of schedule and a team that McLouth in general just kind of unfamiliar with, at least to my knowledge and what I saw. It would be the first ever meeting between McLouth and Ellenwood. But you said they got some big boys. When you prep this week and you've put them on film, is that the one thing that stands out more than anything? Or what do you see from them on film that could be concerning?
Yeah, they have quite a bit of size. They got some good backs. Quarterback's good. He can run. They grind the ball. They pound it, and they play hard. The guys play hard, and they've played a good schedule. So it'll be a tough game in terms of we're going to have to really, you know, step up, play our responsibilities. And fundamentals, you know, as we've been talking about, fundamentals are very important. And we have to really capitalize on what we do well.
McLouth will close out the regular season or the season in general Friday against Ellenwood in a week 9 tilt. Coach, just give us a few keys and just kind of expectations for this final game.
You know, execution. We gotta take care of the ball. We did not do that well in the last several games. St. Mary's we did for the most part, but that was a very good team that kind of exposed. Anytime you do something wrong fundamentally, you're going to get exposed and possibly for a touchdown. And so we need to limit those kind of things. We need to get better with our reads, our fills, our fundamentals, you know, and then executing on offense, taking care of the ball, and keep the chains moving.
There it is. One final time, McLouth head football coach Seth Mills, brought to you by S&S Concrete, Daniels Excavating, and Justin Mann's Family. Bulldogs will close out their season Friday against Ellenwood in a week 9 tilt. Coach, we appreciate the time all season long, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.